This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherish and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I really do want to know. Well, it's another crazy, crazy, crazy news day. And right now we have Donald Trump, who's walked out of the White House and approached Steve Doocy of Fox News, who was broadcasting on the front lawn of the White House. I mean, it's just incredible to see this. And he's out there right now. He's just basically throwing himself out there with the press. I mean, the guy just loving this, the president of the United States. Never done this before. This is the first time a president, and I've never heard of it in my lifetime. And I've been a participant or watching these things for years and years and years. It's just absolutely amazing to see this. And, of course, it's a day after his birthday. We all, of course, wished him happy birthday yesterday. But he's in rare form. We're going to join a little bit. This is, again, not part of the script because what he's done is not part of the script. So let's listen into what the president is talking about. It's a little press gaggle. Of course, all the White House people, they're just freaking out. Here we go.
They use it too.
Well, they might use it. We pay for it. We pay millions and millions of dollars for planes and all of this. It's my turn. I said I'd like to halt it because it's bad to be negotiating and doing it. It costs us a lot of money. I saved a lot of money. That's a good thing for us. Okay, go ahead.
What did you mean just now when you said you wished Americans would sit up at attention when you spoke?
I'm kidding. You don't understand.
Mr. President, yes or no?
Who are you with? You're with CNN?
Wait, Mr.
You
President. Are the
This is a fist fight. It's wonderful.
So there are some high profile court cases going on. You've got a former campaign manager, your former lawyer,
They're all dealing with legal troubles. Batteries. Are you paying close attention?
I feel badly about a lot of them because I think a lot of it's very unfair. I mean, I look at some of them where they go back 12 years. Like Manafort has nothing to do with our campaign. But I feel so, I tell you, I feel a little badly about it. They went back 12 years to get things that he did 12 years ago. You know, Paul Manafort worked for me for a very short period of time. He worked for Ronald Reagan. He worked for Bob Dole. He worked for John McCain, or his firm did. He worked for many other Republicans. He worked for me, what, for 49 days or something? A very short period of time. I feel badly for some people because they've gone back 12 years to find things about somebody. And I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right that they burst into a lawyer's office on a weekend and early in the morning. I never heard of that before. I mean, could you imagine if they burst into Barack Obama's lawyer's office? It would not be acceptable. It would not be acceptable. I mean, that's really a terrible thing. Now, I feel badly for a lot of those people. I feel badly for General Flynn. He's lost his house. He's lost his life. And some people say he lied, and some people say he didn't lie. I mean, really, it turned out maybe he didn't lie, but...
And
how can you do that?
Since we're talking about
who can you do that? Because who's lied more than Comey? I mean, Comey lied a tremendous amount.
And since we're talking about, since you say that you feel badly, is there any consideration at any point of a pardon for any of the people?
I don't want to talk about that. No, I don't want to talk about that. They'll run. But look, I do want to see people treated fairly. That's what it's all about.
Mr. President,
I mentioned the other day, you saw what I did with the woman. She's in jail for 23 years on charges where other people are out after 3 months. I thought it was a very unfair. It was brought to, and she had another 20 years left, okay?
What about
she was 63 years old.
You don't have a celebrity for that, talking for them.
What?
What about all those folks who don't have Kim Kardashian speaking
well,
on their
I'm looking
behalf?
At them, too, if you don't mind.
Are you worried that Michael Cohen might flip?
Look, I did nothing wrong. You have to understand. This stuff would have come out a long time ago. I did nothing wrong.
Is
I don't do anything wrong,
Mr. President.
It's really nice.
Is he still your friend?
I always like Michael. I haven't spoken to Michael in a long time.
Is he still your lawyer?
No, he's not my lawyer, but anymore.
He's a personal lawyer, and not
but
anymore.
I always liked Michael.
Are you,
and he's a good person, and I think he's
cooperate?
Been... Excuse me, do you mind if I talk?
I just want to know if you're
worried. You're asking me a question I'm trying to ask.
I just want to know if you're worried if he's going to cooperate with federal...
No, I'm not worried because I did nothing wrong.
Got it.
Nothing wrong.
Got
okay.
Mr. President, I'm worried about Don Jr. Did you dictate the statement about Donald Trump?
This is just a fist fight.
Let's not talk about it. You know what that is?
And Donald's
winning. It's irrelevant. It's a statement to the New York Times, the phony, failing New York Times. Just wait a minute.
To clear it up.
That's not a statement to a high tribunal of judges.
Understood.
That's a statement to the phony New York Times.
So
frankly, he shouldn't even speak to the New York Times because they only write phony stories anyway. Although yesterday they wrote a nice story.
Mr. President, on the IG report, you've said twice now that it exonerated you and it proved there's no collusion.
If you read the IG report, I've been totally exonerated.
It had nothing to do with collusion. It had nothing to do with...
Take a look at it. Take a look at the investigation. Take a look at how it started. Take a look at the horrible statements that Peter Strzok, the chief investigator, said, and take a look at what he did with Hillary Clinton. Take a look.
Take a look at it. It has nothing to do with collusion.
Yeah,
why are you lying about it,
I'll tell you what,
sir.
You're asking me about Peter Strzok being
fired. Should he be
fired? I am amazed that Peter Strzok is still at the FBI. And so is everybody else that read that report. And I'm not even talking about the report. I'm talking about long before the report. Peter Strzok should have been fired a long time ago. And others should have been fired.
Do you think it's loyal to you to work for the FBI?
I'm looking at Scott, and Scott's done a fantastic job at EPA, but...
you don't see any problems with
we'll make. I'm not happy about certain things. I'll be honest. I'm not happy about certain things, but he's done a fantastic job running the EPA, which is very overriding. But I am not happy about.
Mr. President,
do you agree with children being taken away from?
No, I hate it. I hate the children being taken away. The Democrats have to change their law. That's their law. That's the Democrats' law. We can change it tonight. We can change
you're
it right now.
You're
I will leave
the
law, sir. You need their votes. You need their votes.
You got to control
the Democrats.
You control both chambers of Congress.
No, the Democrats. Excuse me. By one vote, we don't need it. You need 60 votes. We have a one vote. excuse me, we need a one vote. We have a one vote edge. We need 60. So we need 10 votes. We can't get them from the Democrats.
What about executive action?
Mr. President,
now, wait. You can't do it through an executive
order. Keep telling the truth about it, sir. It's no policy.
Can we do one question at a time?
Wait, one question at a time.
The children
can be taken care of quickly, beautifully, and immediately. The Democrats forced that law upon our nation. I hate it. I hate to see separation of parents and children. The Democrats can come to us as they actually are, in all fairness, we are talking to them, and they can change the whole border security. We need a wall. We need border security.
Big news
we gotta get rid of
here.
Catch
news.
And release. You catch a criminal, you take his name, you release him, and he never shows up again. He goes into our society. And then we end up getting him in a different way, oftentimes after he's killed somebody. We've got to change our laws. The Democrats have control because we don't have the votes. The Republicans need, we need more Republicans, frankly. And that's why I think we're going to do so well in the midterms.
That and because
we have the strongest economy in the history of our nation. We have the best jobs numbers in the last 44 years, top of drudge. The best job numbers in 44 years.
And Mr. President,
why did Sessions announce a zero tolerance policy at the border on May 7th?
Because he's following the law. No, he's following laws. He's following a law that was
a direct order to.
Can I answer your question, please?
Yes.
Okay, you're just asking me the same question over and over. He's following laws, very simply, that were given to us and forced upon us by the Democrats.
But there's no law that you guys' families have to be separated at the border.
The Democrats gave us the laws. Now, I want the laws to be beautiful, humane, but strong. I don't want bad people coming in. We can solve that problem in one meeting. Tell the Democrats, your friends, to call me.
Can you okay.
Mr. President, at the end of the Fox and Friends interview, you said that you were going to spend Father's Day weekend doing work, and you said that you were going to have a call with North Korea. Who are you going to talk to in North Korea?
Well, I'm going to speak to people in North Korea, and I'm going to speak to my people who are over in North Korea, and a lot of things are happening. And I will tell you this. We now have a very good relationship with North Korea. When I came into this job, it looked like war. Not because of me, but because if you remember the sit-down with Barack Obama, I think he will admit this, he said the biggest problem that the United States has, and by far the most dangerous problem, and he said to me, that we've ever had because of nuclear, is North Korea. Now, that was shortly before I entered office. I have solved that problem. Now, we're getting it memorialized and all. But that problem is largely solved, and part of the reason is we signed, number one, a very good document. More importantly than the document, I have a good relationship with Kim Jong-un. That's a very important thing. I can now say, well, we have a problem. I told him, I gave him a very direct number. He can now call me if he has any difficulty. I can call him. We have communication. It's a very good thing. People are shocked that this is the kind of, you know, they thought Trump was going to get in. He was going to start throwing bombs all over the place. It's actually the opposite.
But
we're building a military so strong, $716 billion. Next year, $700 this year. We're building a military so strong, nobody's going to mess with us. But you know what? I never want to have to use it.
Can you tell us about
President Trump teaching Americans
they can sleep well at night?
This is a veritable fistfight. And, of course, this is very historic because this is the first time a president has ever come out like this on the front lawn of the White House just to talk to the press. It started out with Fox News just before the top of the hour and came out and talked to Steve Doocy. Just walked out. I mean, everybody's gone apoplectic. And now it's turned into just a veritable fist fight with some of these reporters who just really are over the top. Well, some lunacy going on here. Anyway, we're going to rejoin this. This is historic. It says a lot about this president.
But we're putting tariffs on $50 billion worth of technology and other things because we have to, because we've been treated very unfairly. But China's been terrific. President Xi has been terrific. President Moon, everybody, we're all working together because of me.
Kim Jong-un to follow through on denuclearization.
Well, we're working it as fast as possible.
Before you put those sanctions back on.
We're working it as fast as possible. We're working that. We're working denuclearization as fast as possible.
Are you planning to meet with Putin this summer?
It's possible that we'll meet, yeah. And I thought, you know, this all started because somebody, one of you, asked, should Putin be in the G7? I said, no, he should be in the G8. A few years ago, Putin was in what was called the G8. I think it's better to have Russia in than to have Russia out, because just like North Korea, just like somebody else, it's much better if we get along with them than if we don't. President Obama lost Crimea, just so you understand. This was long before I got there. Just I want to make it so the fake news prints it properly. President Obama lost Crimea. So
it's brutal. Brutal.
Because Putin didn't respect President Obama. President Obama lost Crimea because President Putin didn't respect President Obama, didn't respect our country, and didn't respect Ukraine. But President Obama, not Trump. When it's my fault, I'll tell you. But President Obama gave away that. Now, President Obama, by not going across the red line in the sand that he drew, I went across it with the 59 missile hits. But President Obama, when he didn't go across the red line, what he gave away, nobody even knows. But just to put it one more time, President Obama gave away Crimea. That should have never happened.
Wow. And he's walking away now. Just dropped. Talk about, you know, actually what he did is he dropped the 60th missile.
Reporters will likely follow the president as close as they can until he walks back into the door of the West Wing.
This is Bill Hemmer of
Fox News. So just pause
for
a moment here, and we'll see if we get any more news out of this. But what an extraordinary 51 minutes this has been on live television. With the president coming out, you almost get the sense after the IG report came out yesterday afternoon that this is the moment he's been waiting for to go public yet again with his comments about everything, whether it be Russia or Paul Manafort, General Flynn, Michael Cohen, immigration, the economy, Russia. We ran the gamut, folks, for, as I mentioned, 51 minutes here, and there's a lot to go through here as the president now waves the staff members. That's the old executive office building, the Eisenhower building, rather, just across the driveway there. It goes by both names in Washington, D.C., and there we see the president now entering the West Wing yet again. So here we go with the news and the headlines of the moment. With regard to the White House and how things are going, I have this running so well, he said off the top. On the IG report, totally exonerates me, no collusion, no obstruction, a bias against me. On North Korea, we've gotten along great with Chairman Kim, he says. We now have a very good relationship. We've got an open line of communications. Then we'll get into the Cohen matter and the Flynn matter and the immigration and all those other issues that we've been discussing and listening to with the reporters questioning there and the president's answers there on the North Lawn. But before we do that, I just want to get to Congressman John Ratcliffe. He's been waiting for us now. I remember the House Judiciary Committee, former U.S. attorney, federal prosecutor. And sir, thank you for your time. I know you've got a meeting in a matter of minutes, so let's just go squeeze in what we believe the case is with the IG right now. You've got a hearing on Tuesday. What is your first question to the Inspector General Michael Horowitz that day?
Well, I don't want to tip off the Inspector General to the questions that I am preparing right now, but as you just heard from the president, there's certainly a lot that the Inspector General report raises about not just the Hillary Clinton investigation, but the impact that some of the folks at the FBI and the Department of Justice moving from that case to the Trump-Russia investigation. And certainly I know that's an area that a lot of us will want to have further inquiry.
Okay, now, do you believe James Comey has been truthful and all the testimony he's delivered in front of your committee today?
Listen to this.
Well, that's going to be another area, Bill, that a lot of people are going to ask about. There's much in the Inspector General report.
What do you think?
For instance, Repeatedly, the Inspector General says that the decision not to charge Hillary Clinton was made a long time before her interview. He's given sworn testimony before, certainly the House of Representatives, where he said the decision was made after. It's those types of statements that Jim Comey's going to be called later to clarify and address. And we would hope at the end of the day that he'd be treated just like anyone else, like Andrew McCabe or Michael Flynn or anyone else when it comes to sworn testimony.
Okay, so two specific questions on all this. Why does the report say there was no political bias? Because clearly you believe there was. Why would the report conclude such an opposite decision?
It actually doesn't say that, Bill. It says in 500 pages, on almost every single page, that there's extraordinary political bias, prejudice.
Yeah, anyway, we're gonna rejoin reality here on Agenda 21 Radio. We've got a lot to talk about. Totally unscripted, the president comes out just before the top of the hour, and, well, God, has it been that long? 51 minutes? No, I wouldn't say it's 51. No, it couldn't be 51. Comes out before the top of the hour on Fox News and just, you know, sashays right out, being followed by a gaggle of reporters, of course, and comes out to the front lawn of the White House and meets up with Steve Ducey. It totally, Ducey didn't expect it. All of a sudden, he just gets notified the president's going to come out and talk to Fox News. I've never seen anything like this. And, of course, this is just shaking everybody up. But, you know, the bottom line to it is this, which I think is really important, is that he's happy. You can see he's a happy camper because this IG report, which we're going to get into here in a little bit, completely exonerates him. That's the way he feels. And from the look of it, it certainly does. And once again, I'll make the statement, there's no there on any of this stuff. And he was expressing his dismay and his bewilderment and frustration with people that have been hurt by all this and this investigation. And now there's calls from Rudy Giuliani and everybody else that the investigation needs to stop. Mueller needs to pack it in. And, of course, we've all been thinking that and saying that for some time now, that that's exactly what should happen. There's just no there. And, of course, the fingers are starting to turn back against everybody. That is becoming very, very obvious. There's continued investigations of people in the FBI. There's continued investigation of people really all throughout the entire intelligence system, and including at the State Department. These investigations will continue. And people are being fired. People are losing their jobs. And certainly there are indictments that are already out there for some people. Now, Sessions came out yesterday just before the IG reports came out, and he said certainly people will lose their jobs, meaning in the FBI and in Justice Department, because of all the cover-up and all the collusion. Now, Scott Adams yesterday on the show, Scott Adams, Red State Talk Radio, Scott Adams, he made a really, really, really pertinent, I think, observation. Because he's talking about all these people that are still in the FBI that are named here, you know, struck. He's one of the main players, and he's where he's been. He was reassigned into the. Remember, he was struck with the FBI agent who was, all these texts came out, inflammatory texts that actually were highlighted in the IG's report. And you had his lover, Miss Page, Miss Stork and Struck, or whatever his name is, Page relationship going on. And he had the most, both of them actually had some very damning, not tweets, but text messages back and forth to one another. That's a big, big part of the report. Anyway, he was reassigned into HR, and then she resigned just recently. From the FBI. She took powder, as they used to say. So the key thing is here is, like Scott Adams was bringing out, is that these guys are still employed for a reason. And you got to be thinking about this now. They're still employed for a reason. And that reason is, of course, they flipped. They're cooperating with the IG. They are cooperating with investigators. That's why they're still employed. There's a lot to be said about being employed and talking and all the things that are going to spin out from that. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Back to regular programming. It's just been crazy around here. Stay with us.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Constitutional Convention coming up in the 20th and 21st of July. And this is the deal, is that it's going to be in Harris Ranch, California, Coalinga, California. And it's right kind of smack dab in the middle of the state, and a lot of really good stuff happening, so we're going to go there. Okay, that is a fact, Jack. So visit newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, get information there. Also, an additional county has come aboard for New California, makes it 44 counties. This is unheard of in state history and certainly in national history, what's going on right now with New California. Okay, now, Let's get it. Let's dive deep. And I set the stage a little bit. And again, we're just blown out the window here. President Trump comes out and does a very impromptu press conference. And first time in history, a sitting president has ever walked out to the front lawn of the White House to talk to Steve Doocy of Fox News. He goes out there, and of course, he's being followed. He's going out with the intent to talk to Doocy, but he's being followed by the White House press corps. They're just like a gaggle of geese following this guy. And anyway, so he kind of gets rid of them and talks to Doocy and has his little interview. And then all of a sudden, a fist fight breaks out. Well, not a fist fight, but figuratively. The press just starts going after Trump. And he's just taking it all in. I mean, just in stride. The guy knows how to answer questions from the press. And and of course, a lot of it centered around what happened with North Korea, what's going to be happening. You know, of course, now that this the IG report came out about the FBI. And all that stuff. So this was a big report, this IG report that came out, and we're going to be talking about that a little bit. And I sort of set the stage here a little bit. This is what we have right now, and this is just fresh because I was here and I saw it pop up on the screen right in front of me during the break. This is what we refer to as I was saying, and again, a lot of people are dubious that anything's going to happen to people that that have been involved with this thing. And everybody understands the severity of this. This is just, to me, it's just all straight-up treason for some of these people. And to try and really overthrow a sitting president, never before done in the history of this nation. And I like the way overall, he's only been in office over a year, a little over a year, he has just crushed this whole thing. And I've been able to know a little bit of stuff going on the inside, and it's been really fascinating to see how he's played these cards out. But, you know, this just popped up. This just now popped up on Drudge, and this is from Fox News. It says, IG refers 5 FBI employees for investigation as more anti-Trump messages are revealed. Uh-huh. I like it when a plan comes together, don't you? We've got the report here, and it says Judicial Watch Director of Investigations Chris Farrell has come out with a report about what's going to be happening with FBI officials Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Now, my speculation is about these two is Lisa Page took a powder. She resigned for some sort of reason, obviously, and This came out from Lou Dobbs last night, and the story just referred out here. It says the Justice Department Inspector General has referred 5 employees for investigation in connection with politically charged texts, revealing in its report on the Hillary Clinton email case that more bureau officials than previously thought that were exchanging anti-Trump messages. See, that's just part of the whole report here. We're going to chime in on this Lou Dobbs thing. You gotta play these things right when you do these bells and whistles. Here we go.
Require some at least moderately heavy lifting. And if you will follow along, this becomes revelatory when we take a look at what is happening at the FBI, what has happened at the FBI.
Let's talk about the IG
report
here.
And the efforts to subvert the candidate for president, Donald Trump, and ultimately President Donald Trump. Unredacted texts that reveal how the FBI may have initiated a number of spies into the Trump campaign as early as December of 2015. FBI investigator Peter Strzok, writing to FBI attorney Lisa Page, asked this, quote, and if you'll look at this, you get all our Okunis lures approved, ? In peculiar smiley face. The word Okunis refers to outside the continental United States. The word lures, which the FBI originally had redacted, refers to FBI recruited spies. Our next guest has first time.
Okay, this is recruited spies from overseas, FBI doing this for Trump.
And experience running double agent operations while an Army counterintelligence officer. And joining us tonight is the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell. Chris, great to have you with us.
Hello.
This is striking stuff. This sort of lays out, does it not, in very succinct form, what they were all about.
It was an intelligence operation directed against then-candidate Trump. They applied all the tradecraft they possibly could, and they deliberately avoided all the regulatory requirements of the executive order and also the Department of Justice regulations by launching a double-agent operation overseas, hence the term OCONUS. And in shorthand, these offensive counterintelligence operations, in plain English, that means a double-agent operation. And that lure, or those lures plural, the important thing is it's plural, those are the persons that are sort of dangled out in front in the hopes that, you know, interested parties would take a bite at them, and then, of course, the FBI would reel them in and run them against the Trump campaign. So this is, you know, deliberate, it's thought out, it's an effort to run or launch the operation overseas so they don't bump into legal requirements. You'll note that it's an offensive counterintelligence operation, not investigation, another important word, because a counterintelligence operation is not constrained by the same things as a legal investigation or a criminal investigation. This is very, very serious stuff.
Very serious stuff. And there was a response from Lisa Page to the, did you get all of the OCONUS lures approved?
Listen.
Page responded, no, it has just implicated a much bigger policy issue. I'll explain later. Might even be able to use it as a pretext for a call. As we are watching these two operate, it is pretty clear they're operating in a very select circle that they apparently seem to think, which they is centered upon certainly them, certainly on Peter Strzok. What are we to take from that?
We're taking that from very early on, back in December 2015, there's a concerted effort by agents of the FBI to apply intelligence tradecraft and intelligence operations to attack and undermine candidate Trump and now President Trump.
This is the gravity of this. We're going to we're coming up to a break, and we're going to play the other minute or so of this when we come back on the other side. But the revelation here, and again, this comes from the IG report about Strzok and Page. The revelation here is enormous. As he said, they're applying tradecraft, you know, not for in a criminal investigation. Oh no, it's much greater than that. This is a major intelligence operation going on here. It's not anything that you would even remotely think about something that would be done in a normal sense of an investigation. It's well beyond that. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're following up on this IG report. Completely exonerates Donald Trump. At least that's what he thinks. And I think, of course, everybody's going to have to decide on their own. I think it's long overdue. And quite frankly, I would tend to agree with him. And it completely exonerates him. It's kind of a... It's getting to be more serious, though, for those people that had thought that they could overthrow the government and thought they could overthrow a sitting president. It's getting that way. And also, I want to do a shout-out for Jeff Sessions. He recused himself. Of course he did. And everybody thought that was just outrageous. And the president was in. Right. Okay. So, but what's it look like today? It looks a lot different today, naturally. I'm going to get back into this. This is Chris Farrell. He's from Judicial Watch. Talking about the historic page text, which refer to a counterintelligence operation that is using OCANETs, which are overseas assets. In other words, spies coming in to take a look at what's going on in the Trump campaign. Now, this all started, this is significant, in December of 2015. We walked you through this because... this is the time when all of a sudden, Shazam, 2015, they're going after Donald Trump. Now, we know the reason why. Scott Bennett and others know the reason why. Now, it's kind of important to know that there's another part of this story that hasn't been revealed yet. And that part of the story is Senator Dick Black and the relationship of Dick Black to McCabe's wife, who was running for his Senate position in Virginia. And that connected dot is, of course, Scott Bennett. Yeah, R. Scott Bennett, that's the one. That's the story that has to be tied into this whole report in some way, and it will be. It's got to become part of this report, and it still can be. We can add amendments to, or addendums to, this report. And it should be part of this because it was Lisa Page who was directed, I think, by the Clintons to run against Dick Black in Virginia. And why? Because Dick Black had information on Hillary Clinton. and they were trying to take him out. They were trying to set him up. It was McCabe. Andrew McCabe, who was deliberately trying to set up Dick Black to be photographed while in Syria with, guess what, ISIS operatives, Al-Qaeda operatives, so it would taint him, it would tar him, and destroy his run for the Senate seat in Virginia. They figured that out. Dick Black figured that out on his own because he's a Marine. And so is most of his staff. Hello. They figured out it was a setup, and it was. Because they wanted to tar him and taint him, because Black knew what Hillary Rodham Clinton had done through terror financing, and he knew that because he had been debriefed by Scott Bennett, R. Scott Bennett. That is a fact, Jack. Anyway, I'm going to get into this. This is, again, describing this counterintelligence operation that began December 15th, 2015. And it's what I'm referring to as the time in which they all of a sudden realized, wait a minute, how did Putin know to bomb ISIS? This is the beginning. They thought there was collusion. I think they really did think there's got to be some sort of collusion that was going on with the Ruskies and Donald Trump. And it wasn't that case at all.
Disputable. You can't go to the lengths they've gone to using the language that they have. And look, these are their own words. This is their communications back and forth. They were running an operation to undermine a candidate for president of the United States. They were seeking to have what is called undisclosed participation in a U.S. entity in the United States. These are all violations of law. This is not, you know, a policy decision or, gee, somebody had bad judgment. This is intelligence tradecraft applied against a candidate to steer an election. There's nothing more grave when it comes to abuse of our legal and intelligence system.
So where's the Russians in this? Huh? Where are the Russians in this? This is our people doing this. This is treason, in my opinion. Can't be anything else.
And as we conclude here, what is to be done about Strzok? What is to be done by Congress about what now is before them in closed hearings, as well as in some documents of the millions that they've requested? The Congress is being stymied in its oversight role. There seems nowhere for them to go. What are the next steps, particularly as we see that this is a significant operation that was designed specifically to undercut candidate Donald Trump and ultimately President Donald Trump?
This is a level of criminality beyond the pale. Look, the president needs to rip the lid off this, as does every member of Congress. Any person involved in any sort of an oversight capacity or any, you know, management position, whether it's the president, the attorney general, whoever has any influence whatsoever, needs to rip the lid off this and make it public. This is such a grave abuse of power and authority. It's like nothing else we've seen in our history. This makes, you know, the Nixon Watergate burglary look like Keystone Cop stuff. This is very grave, and the public has a right to know and should know as soon as possible all the details about this.
House of Cards coming down. Down, 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 House of Cards. This is a big part of the cards that's in the House of Cards. Number of cards here, big ones. Going to make this thing collapse even quicker. Things will start really moving now because charges will be filed. Will there be treasonous charge? I'm calling for treason here. Absolutely. This is treason. High treason. It doesn't get any more treasonous than this. This is the kind of stuff where you go back to, you know, the Julius and Ethel Rosenberg business, where they ultimately were, well, they were executed for their behavior. Could we see that? I believe we could. But I'll tell you what. Or life imprisonment for Strzok and Page. But maybe for Page, but not Strzok, because he's apparently cooperating. He's flipped. Isn't that interesting? We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Now, Scott Bennett is going to be joining us at the top of the hour. So, this is going to be a barn burner news-breaking story out of Agenda 21 Radio. It's national news. It's going to impact and affect, I believe, at some point in time, this again, add to this IG report here, because much of what this whole Russian thing is about and what has prompted this investigation in December of 2015 is Scott Bennett. Now, that's a fact. So it's going to play out. At what time is this part of the puzzle piece going to be investigated and brought forward from Scott, because it's so key to everything that's gone on here? I mean, the people are just now starting to wake up and dig into this. That date in December when they made that decision, 2015, and John Kerry ran off and met with the Russians, the Ruskies. There's a reason why that happened, and that reason is Scott Bennett. Anyway, we're going to get to that. So that's why he's going to be with us. So visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com is going to be the 51st state It's rocking. It is rocking. And the third hour, we're probably going to have some talking about that anyway. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Tired of